talked about his decision to run for Congress 2 decades ago.
So there I was, a 40-something high school teacher with little kids, zero political experience, and no money, running in a deep red district. But you know what? Never underestimate a public school teacher.
Former President Bill Clinton also spoke last night. So did Oprah Winfrey. Tonight, of course, it's Kamala Harris. Sources say independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy is close to dropping out of the presidential race. He is expected to throw his support behind Donald Trump. Rescuers searching the wreck of that luxury yacht that sank off Sicily have found the sixth and final body of those who were missing, but it has not yet been brought up. They believe it's tech magnate Mike Lynch's daughter. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Alcohol and drugs are believed to be factors in an April crash that happened near Lodi that killed 5 people. According to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, toxicology reports showed that one of the 2 drivers in the near head-on crash, 70-year-old Robin Purcell of Prairie du Sac, had a blood alcohol level above the state's legal operating limit, and that THC was also present in his system at the time of the crash. Purcell died at the scene of the April 7th crash that happened on Highway 60. The driver of the other vehicle, a 17-year-old girl from Merrimack, also died as a result of the crash and showed no signs of impairment. 3 passengers in her car also died as a result of the crash. 42-year-old Shane Scoville of Merrimack, 62-year-old Julie Scoville of Blue Mounds, and 26-year-old Kaiser Balwig of Sauk City. Purcell was the only person in his vehicle. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the upper 70s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy near 80. By Saturday, partly cloudy and muggy with a high of 86. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is sweet, savory, made in small batches. It's amazing. Try some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
99.7.
Just go ahead now, and if you like to just go ahead now. And if you want to call me baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me maybe, just go ahead now. And if you like to buy me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now. If you want to call me baby, just go ahead now.
'80s, '90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's Aaron in for Maddie this morning. Hope you're off to a great start to your day, or maybe ready to brew the coffee, whatever that might look like for you. Hey, a beautiful day today. A high near 80, a low tonight 55. Looking pretty beautiful for the weekend, and a little stickier, if I do dare say, as you can imagine. You've heard the forecast maybe once or twice already this morning. 80s. Tomorrow, 85 on Saturday, and 87 the high on Sunday. Even warmer Monday. But hey, perfect weekend to get outside, maybe do those things you haven't done this summer, and just get out and relax and enjoy these last couple of days before the Labor Day holiday weekend, believe it or not. 99.7 Max FM. Good morning, Bananarama.
80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Little Whitney to get things moving this morning. 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's Aaron in for Maddie. on this Friday Eve today, a high 78, mostly sunny throughout Baraboo Dells and the Reedsburg areas. Hey, an opportunity for you to save money right away this morning if you haven't taken a look at our Max FM Big Deals store. We've got our Big Deals up and ready for you right now. MaxFMBigDeals.com. Maybe you can take part in a little wellness exercise. It's all about you yoga with a $30 gift certificate for only $18. You can also grab some admission passes to the Baraboo Children's Museum. Maybe you have some plans to do that this weekend. $24 worth of admission passes, only $15 again. And this is all at MaxFMBigDeals.com. As we get this morning started, we'll be back next with Elton John right here on Max FM.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Bring your lawn chair and get ready to get your blues on at the third annual Barrow Blues, Saturday, September 7th, starting at 2 p.m. at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast in Baraboo. Don't miss the sultry, self-taught prodigy, Ivy Ford, with diverse local groups including Dave Potter and Friends and Dead Henry. Just $10 gets you a drink in your hand, access to a cash bar, and the chance to purchase food from Red Six Food Truck. Mark your calendar for the third annual Barrow Blues, September 7th.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Circus World Museum. Step right up and experience the magic of the world's most enchanting circus museum. Marvel at dazzling displays of circus wagons. See live performances under the big top and immerse yourself in the thrilling exhibits of America's favorite spectacle. Open every day from 9 till 4 now through September 1st. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase a 4-pack of tickets for just $46. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Don't wish it away, don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. Just here in the space, picture
my face in your hands. Live for every second without hesitation, and never forget I'm your man. Wait on me, girl, cry in the night if it helps. More than hell, I simply love you more than I love life itself. And I guess
'80s, '90s, and more. It's 99.7 Max FM. Good morning, Aaron in for Maddie. Boy, we won't be able to see them hit the stage again live, ever. Aerosmith, Steven Tyler and the gang waking us up this morning.
Like this. Seesaw swinging with the balls in the school, and your feet 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. And another great morning today, Friday Eve. We are already the August 22nd of 2024, which means we're about a week away from an earlier Labor Day holiday weekend. We'll get to some entertainment headlines coming up a little bit later after 7 o'clock. Also, well, you know, just more music to get your day started as I fill in for Maddie this morning. It's Aaron, and we'll continue at 50-Minute Music Hour next here on Max FM.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. On Friday, August 23rd, the Culver Community Park will be hosting a concert in the park with Jeremy Horn. Jeremy's first single, First Love, and his debut album, Atmosphere, made the top 10 best-selling new releases in the praise and worship category on Amazon. Growing up with the sounds of James Taylor and Tom Petty, Jeremy spent most of his early years emulating the sounds and styles of pop culture. This concert will be on Friday, August 23rd from 6:30 until 8:30, and it's a free event. It's also time to go back in time with the Heritage Day Rendezvous at Pioneer Log Village. This will be happening Friday through Sunday, August 23rd to the 25th, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily, and then 10 until 4 p.m. on Sunday. This event will take place at the Reedsburg Area Historical Society and Pioneer Village, and you can find all the details at rahspv.com. Visitors will have the opportunity to talk with mountain men, voyagers, and long hunters while also enjoying special exhibits, reenactments, and demonstrations. Food and music will be available on site, and the cabins and museums will be open for touring. Again, this is Friday the 23rd through Sunday the 25th, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. And Downtown Portage will be hosting the Taste of Portage Market Fair for 2024. The event will feature live music, a car show, food, drinks, vendors, kids' activities, sidewalk sales, a half marathon, and a 5K run walk. All the details can be found at portagewi.com.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985. For more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah!
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Nolan Arenado clubbed a walk-off grand slam in the 10th to give the St. Louis Cardinals a 10-6 win over the Brewers, ending Milwaukee's six-game win streak. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewers went to closer Devin Williams for the second day in a row, trying to protect the 6-4 lead, but Williams walked in a pair of runs in the ninth to send the game to extras. Trevor McGill surrendered Arenado's blast to take the loss. The Packers are gearing up for their preseason finale on Saturday, a noon game against Baltimore. The Packers and Ravens will hold a joint practice from Nitschke Field today. Final week of the preseason starts tonight with a pair of games. The Chiefs host the Bears in Kansas City while the Colts visit the Cincinnati Bengals. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz and assistant John Budmeyer will be suspended one game for a violation related to the recruitment of transfer quarterback Cade McNamara. Budmeyer is a former Badger quarterback and assistant coach. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the upper 70s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy near 80. By Saturday, partly cloudy and muggy with a high of 86. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is sweet, savory, made in small batches. It's amazing. Try some today at grandpa'sbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53. 99.7.
Time to roll the meat.
there something wrong and you can't put your finger on it? Right then, roll to me. And I don't think I have ever seen a soul so in despair. So if you want to talk the night through, guess who will be there? So don't try to deny it, pretty baby. You've been down so long you can hardly see. When the engine's stalled and it won't stop raining, it's the right time to roll to me.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. It's 99.7 Max FM. Good morning.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Distance.
was just a dream. That was just a dream. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Trying to keep up with you. And I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I've said too much. I haven't said.
Little Bowie waking us up this morning, 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's Aaron in for Maddie. Hope you're off to a great start to your day today. Some entertainment headlines on this Thursday. We finally learned the cause of death from fitness guru Richard Simmons. According to a spokesperson for the family, he apparently was dealing with just, you know, some heart disease and complications due to recent falls. Hard to believe he passed away earlier this summer at 76 years young, right? Last night, the Democratic National Convention continued with speeches by Secretary Pete Buttigieg, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. Also, Oprah Winfrey made a return back to her hometown last night at the Democratic National Convention, where Governor Tim Walz accepted the nominee for vice president last night. Accepted the nomination. Lots more to come later tonight. And of course, if you want to catch any of that coverage on our sister station, Mad Radio 92.7 out of Madison, WMDX, you can listen right on the Civic Media app, just as you can Max FM. So you can catch live coverage throughout the day on any one of our sister stations. And of course, keep us on to just relax and get through this work day. Again, Max FM is on the free Civic Media app. We'll get to Van Halen next as we continue the morning. It's Max FM.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, during our biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Get me through.